Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling about the Enterprise D buildup kit, and I received a shipment today. And I think one of the parts might be a bit defective, and I wanted to inquire about that.
Okay, can I have your order number associated with the account?
So look that up. Just give me one second here, please.
Okay, no problem.
Let's see. Gotta figure out where to find that.
Sir, I can just have your phone number or your first and last name. That's okay.
Actually, I have it now. I just had to find the email. It's 577-04540.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on one repo. I'll go ahead and locate it.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you for that help, sir. Could you verify your address and also your email?
Yeah, it's David Clark at 1804 South Forest Drive, Unit 3, French Lick, Indiana, 47432. And you said my email is dcclarke@gmail.com.
Thank you for verifying the information. And this is for the Star Trek Enterprise D buildup.
Yeah.
Okay, and you stated that one of the parts is defective.
Yeah, I got four kits today. It's kits there are issues 3 through 6, and I'm pretty sure it was issue 3, the first of the steps in this kit. There's a battery pack, and I put the batteries into the pack and connected it up because you're supposed to test the lighting at this stage. And while it did light up, what I noticed is happening is I have to apply pressure to the battery pack door in order for it to stay lit up. It's as if it, I don't know if the little battery door is slightly warped, but something's causing the batteries not to stay lit up unless you put pressure on it. And I've tried to use some tape to tape the door. I mean, it's not that the door falls off. It stays very secure because it's secured with a screw, but I've tried to, you know, take steps to apply a little bit of pressure, but I'm not able to be successful. I watched a video of a guy who's building this as he gets the kits, and he didn't seem to have any problem when he put it together. So I'm just kind of guessing maybe there's some issue there. And, you know, I don't know if that's a common issue or I just have a one-off deal.
Okay. So it's no problem. I can go ahead and submit a reship for issue 3.
Okay, that would be wonderful, actually. And like I said, all I really need is that battery pack. But if you have to do the whole issue, I mean, I can send you back the parts, you know, that I didn't use if you need to or whatever.
No, sir, that's not necessary. I went ahead and submitted that reship for you.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I do have another question once that's dealt with. This is going to take about, by my math, it's going to take about 30 months for all the kits to come in. Was there a plan that I overlooked where the kits would come quicker than that? Or is that the only way they come in, they're issued?
There is, but doing that, it's not going to make it come faster due to that item. The items are coming in gradually, so if that item is not available, then that's going to delay the shipment.
Oh, I see. So in other words, they're kind of coming out, and then they ship them out. In other words, it's not like you can ship the whole ship, all the kits together at the same time right now. They're not available,
right?
What you're saying. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, that's fine. I just thought I'd ask.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist with today?
No, that's it. I really appreciate your help with that.
You're welcome, and I want to thank you for calling Eagle Moss and enjoy your day.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.